Blog Talk Radio.
You know, that was a fun song to record, and we had a good time doing it. And It was one of those special songs, and I am now remembering my sister Nydra Beard because of it. And this is a very difficult thing to do, but I just had to follow my heart and just do it. So here I am, Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, on this beautiful evening where my sister has now made her transition to her Heavenly Father. Nydra, we love you. You're very special. You're always so kind and so good to us. You always found a way to make things a little easier. And you were just very special. Crazy at times. You did some crazy things, of course. And I remember one time, Nydra said to me, this is in, like when she, her and Leon had got divorced, or they were getting divorced, and Leon was moved, had moved on, and so Nydra was left at the house in Encino by herself. And so she said, please stay with me, please, this house is too big. And so I said, okay. So I stayed there with her. I would go in town and go in the studio and do whatever, and then afterwards I would come home. Sometimes it would be late, but I would still come there. And sometimes I would come home early. And this one particular day, I came home early, and I saw the mailman, and he was leaving, and he was so happy. He's waving in. And I was like, yeah, hi. And so then I went inside, and I was like, yeah, I just saw the mailman. He was coming from behind. What's going on? And she goes, oh, yeah, he's so kind. And I go, wait a minute, why don't you have clothes on? She says, well, I was in the pool, you know, and I was just sunbathing. And then, you know, he just came over to the gate, and he was like, hey, I have your mail. I'll bring it to you. Thought, oh, okay, thank you. And I said, no wonder he's so happy and so nice. Are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? And she said, no, I kind of wrapped myself up. I said, kind of. I don't think so, Nigel. That's ridiculous. What? Ay, ay, ay. I said, and then she goes, and the neighbor over here, she's like, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. The neighbor is really nice, too. He comes in and he leans over the gate. And I'm going, Nydra, what are you doing? Oh, God, you are just really stirring up the neighborhood. And she says, well, you were so nice. And I'm like, Lord have mercy, girl. And so she just, she was just a sweetheart and just gullible, right? She was so naive and didn't think that, you know, people were like, yeah, y'all know what I'm saying. And so, but that's Nydra. She was always that way. And so she was just a darling. And we had a lot of fun. I remember, you know, being in a car. and oh, man, I don't even know if I should even say this stuff. But we were in a car coming back from the studio, Leon and Nydra and myself. And and then Leon's like, what's wrong with you? And then she goes, what's wrong with you? And he says, I saw you looking at his thing. And I was like, my eyes were like huge. Like, what did you just say? And then, and Nigel goes, I was not looking. And she goes, I know you. I saw you. And he's like, oh, my God. I was so embarrassed. I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe he just said that. And so, and they, it was just crazy, crazy stuff with Nydra. And we drove a lot of times together. And I was riding her. She had this, when I first moved to California, when I came out to audition for Dynasty, I basically moved to California. and because I never went back. And so, well, I went back to visit, but I lived in California at that point. And so, but when I first came, I didn't know I was going to be living. I just came to audition. And so I stayed with Leon and Nidra for a couple weeks. And then that turned into a little mess. And so, and then Leon took me over to Mom Spencer's house and says, Mama, Waddell's going to be Dynasty's drummer. He's auditioning. And so is it okay if he stays here until after the audition? And then Mom goes, yeah, I guess that's fine. And then she's like, oh, okay. And she saw on my chest that I had this white thing on my going around my chest. So it was a chain, and it was like a white, it was burgundy pouch. And so she's like, well, what's inside your pouch there? And I go, oh. And so I opened up my pouch and I pulled out my little white Bible. And she goes, oh. And she looked at it and she's like, that's beautiful. I said, thanks, Mom. And she says, yeah, of course he can stay here. And so that was her confirmation. And so I stayed there. But just, you know, the funny thing is that Leon was like, Nigel, what are you? You can't be bending over in front of guys. Nigel was like, I'm not bending over in front of anybody. And so so Leon was like, what is going on here? You can't. And so, see, she was so, she didn't pay attention to those kind of things. She was just doing Nidra. And that's who Nidra was. She was so innocent and always just doing Nidra. And that's what we loved about her. And so sometimes she would make us crazy and say crazy things in rehearsal. And we just have to let Leon deal with the fire. Can you please just talk to her, please? Please just talk to her. Just talk her down so we can hurry up and finish rehearsal. Because when I say hurry up, that means, you know, we would rehearse 8 hours a day. So we would rehearse for 4 hours. Then we'd go get something to eat. And then we'd go back and rehearse for another 4 hours. And then Leon would say, hey, Waddell, and he would get the Throwdown Brothers to stay so that we can practice on stuff that we were going to record. And so it was definitely a trying time. And we would be there at least 12 hours a day and go home and try to get some sleep and get up and come right back to the studio the next day. But Nidra was just a special girl. She had such a good heart and everyone loved her. She was just a lovable person. Some were jealous of her because she was so beautiful, but naive about her beauty. And so people were like, oh, she's just this or she's just that. But she was never just this or just that. She was just Nidra. She was just Nidra Beard, the dear, sweet, loving, beautiful human being that we all grew to love and care about. And so it's just, oh, man. So I want to play this song for you, another song that Dynasty did. And so this within this hour, I'm just playing Dynasty songs, just remembering Nidra Beard. So God bless you, sweetheart. Rest your heart in peace. Take care of yourself. We love you.
Oh,
that was so much fun doing that song, Revenge. Just having a great time with all the musicianship out of the Throwdown Brothers. We just had a great time. And when the girls came in the studio and start putting their parts down and just really blessing us, we were really blessed. And Leon Silvers controlling it and just making it happen. Thank you, Leon Silvers, for blessing us and giving us the direction that we needed at that time. And that was a good time. That was a blessed time. And we were all in need of his direction and his little co-partner, Nydra Beard. She was something else, very special. And we all have fun with Nydra and laughing and just thinking about what to do, what to say, how to say it. You know, how to look at her, not look the wrong way. We had to be careful, man, because it was a sensitive situation. Nydra was gorgeous, and she's a beautiful lady. And so, you know, you have to really be gentle with her. And so we were very gentle to the point that she was like our little sister. And we treated her with so much respect and love. And so, you know, we had some really good times together. We really enjoyed one another. We enjoyed just doing what we did, performing with her. And I tell you, it's kind of crazy that she is not here anymore because, you know, Nydra, I remember, and I'm just jumping, but I remember she, after we had left Silver Spoon Productions and everybody was going their way, Nydra opened up her own little studio called Studio D in Inglewood, California. And a lot of the guys would go there. Some, you know, different people would go there and rent the place out. And, you know, it was a studio, a rehearsal hall. And so people would come. They knew it was Dynasty Studio. And they would come and rent it. And she was making her money. And she was doing well with it. And we were proud of her. And so I remember going there. And she was like, come and write a song with me. You'll really like it. You're going to be proud of me. Come on and see the studio. So I did, and I was like, wow, Nydra, this is beautiful. This is a really nice place. And I went through the whole thing and got to see, you know, her office in the back, and then she had all kind of storage. And I was like, whoa, what are you doing with all this? This is all the Dynasty stuff. And I was thinking, wait, what are you doing with all Dynasty stuff? But at the same time, if she didn't have it, who would have it? Right? It was like she, you know, so hey, Leon would have it, but Leon, he was so busy, he wasn't even thinking about that kind of stuff. He was just a busy man doing his thing. And so she had it, and it was just a blessing. And we just, I remember, I said, okay, let's do something. Well, she was very serious. She was very, very serious when it came to her music. And so she was like, okay. And so we started writing different things. And she was so into it. And she was so, okay, all right, let's do this now. And let's do this. Can I do the vocals? Can I do the vocals now? And I said, okay, well, let's just, once you live with it, work on some lyrics. And then when we come back, we'll do we'll put the vocals down. And so she did. And she kept saying, okay, when are you coming back? And I never got back there. It was just, my schedule was so crazy. So I never got back to record her vocals. And so we did a couple of songs like that and never got back to record the vocals, but she would always tell me on the phone, what else? And she would sing it to me. She remembers her parts. And I was like, that was like 40 years ago. You remember? And she would sing it. And so, I'm going to have to record that song and put it out just because it was Nidra. And I, she really blessed, me. You know, she gave me my first home, in California for 2 weeks. it was actually more than 2 weeks. But it felt like 2 weeks. It was so short compared to, because when I went to Mom Spencer's house, I was only supposed to be there for, 2 or 3 weeks after the audition, which was taking forever, by the way, because I got there and it was like another month or so before I even auditioned. I was like, man, when am I going to audition? And so, but finally I did go and to the Silver's house, to Miss Silver's beautiful house, and I did my part, and then we went to get something to eat, and we kept on moving and grooving, and then we had to go to the studio and do something, or I forgot what it was. Oh, Leon had to go to the studio, not me, and so I'm just riding with him, and so we did that, and so then, and then he took me home, and so he says, "All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow. We're gonna, I'll get with you. We got stuff to do and stuff." And I was like, "Okay, but what does that mean?" And so I didn't really know what he meant, but I was just trying to play it off, like, "Okay." And so because I didn't want to hear, "Well, you didn't quite make it." I didn't want to hear that, right? So I was just like, "Okay." And so hoping that I made the audition. And so then as we went on and days went by, and then I was like, I was telling Mom Spencer, Mom, I'm not sure about this. I auditioned, it's been going on 2 weeks. I haven't heard anything. I'm broke. I don't have any money. I need to go home or something. And she says, "Well, why don't you just tell him to tell you?" And I said, yeah, maybe I could do that. Maybe I should do that. And so I did. I said, so I called him and I said, "Hey, Leon." He said, "Yeah." I said, "I auditioned about almost a month now and I hadn't heard anything. I just want to know, if I made the audition. If I made the audition, then cool, I'll just go home, work, and then when y'all ready, I'll come back." And then he's like, no, you made the audition. Why? I don't even know why you're asking me that. I said, "Well, you never said anything." He said, "Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, you made the audition, of course. You handled everything great." I was like, "Okay, cool. So when are we going to start working?" He said, "Let me get back to you. I'll let you know. We got to get in the studio and set up some stuff. Let me set some stuff up." And so next thing I said, I need some cash. I don't have any pocket money. And he said, "Okay, I'll drop you off some." And so he did. He brought me a few $100s. And I was like, "Okay, cool. Thank you." And so, and next thing you know, we went in the studio and we recorded the second time around for Shalimar. That process, wow, that was crazy. And we were in that studio for a long time. But we recorded it and we finally got it done. And hallelujah to Leon Silvers once again for, just teaching us and showing us, the right thing and doing it the right way. And it was painful. It was uncomfortable. But it was worth it. We learned a lot and we were really blessed because of it. So thank you again, Mr. Leon Silvers. So I'm really doing this show because I'm thinking about Nidra and how much of a blessing Nidra was to us, to Dynasty, and all the wonderful things that she did for us. And we will miss her desperately, all of us, we are all having a very difficult time. It's a really shocker because it wasn't like she was sick for a long time and then she passed away. It was just all of, so abrupt. And, you know, she fell one day. Next day, she was in the hospital. And it took about 5 days and she was gone. 4 days, she was gone. And so we're thinking she's going to get better. And that didn't happen. So, yeah. Anyway. So, you know, I want to play a song that Leon sang the lead on and for Dynasty. And it was a song that Nidra was in love with because, you know, Leon was basically singing to her. And she was so in love with it. And she just, it made her feel so good. She was like, wow, this is my song. This is my song. And she loved it. And so, wow, it's hard for me to imagine her lifeless, as my brain is trying to do. So I'm going to play this song with Leon singing Man in Love here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. right, so I got my buddy here on the line. What's up, girl? Julianne?
Hello there.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I am hanging in there. I just wanted to call in and just give my condolences to the Solar Dynasty family and the family of Nydra. It is such a shock to, you know, hear about what had happened today with her and all. And I just wanted to, you know, just call in and just, you know, let you guys know that I'm thinking about you all. And, you know, hope God gives you all strength to just get through this time.
Yeah, thank you, sweetheart. We appreciate you very much for that. It's just that I decided to do the show, and it was just a real spontaneous thing, and something just said, just get on the radio and share your feelings. So that's what I did, that's what I'm doing, and, you know, I really love Nydra, and it's really hard to just let her go. And so, but, you know, I can remember some real funny things, and that what had happened between us, and that right there actually made me feel better. So I'm just really grateful that I was able to talk about that and laugh about that. So it works out.
So, well, I never got a chance to meet her, but, you know, I did get a chance to speak to her over the phone, you know, when you had us on the phone and we talked and everything. So I am grateful for that moment that we did get a chance to, you know, to talk then. And I also got a chance to see you guys perform, you know, when you did the So I Got Your Stars tour and everything. So I did get a chance to, you know, enjoy that. So,
That's beautiful. You know, she was one of those kind of people that was just very loving, very open. I mean, easygoing, and just had a beautiful spirit about herself. And so when you guys even talked for the first time, she was just so excited that you were from Detroit, and she said, "Oh my God!" And, you know, and she was, I could hear it in her voice how excited she was to talk to you. So thanks for giving her that, you know. And
I felt the same way.
You guys both were like blessing each other. Guys are blessing each other. But is there anything you'd like to say outside of that in regards to Nydra?
You know, I was just looking at some of the videos today, and, you know, it's just so, it's like Dynasty's music. It's like, it's as good now to me as it was back then.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, she was just a really great entertainer and very talented, you know, with her writing and everything, you know. So, I just wanted to just, you know, speak on her behalf.
Oh, that is so
sweet.
You
know what? Before I found out about that, I was looking through some pictures, and I saw a picture when I came to California for a visit, and I took it at Solar, you know, and so I was just looking, I'm like, wow, I remember this picture, was so much fun, you know, and the music that you guys played, it was just like good feeling music. So whenever I hear anything from Solar, from Dynasty, it always makes you feel good, you know.
That's beautiful. We had so much fun doing it until I think that kind of transferred over to the tracks, you know, and so it was just a fun, beautiful time in all of our lives. We all were blessed to be a part of each other's lives.
Right.
And so thank you, you know, Leon Silvers for making it happen. And Mr. Dick Griffey also. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we're really, really, really grateful. And so, but thank you. Thank you so much. We got a few minutes left in the show. So I just want to say thanks so much for calling in and sharing your thoughts. It means the world to me and to Nidra as well. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Okay. Well, in closing, I just want to thank everybody for, you know, the ones that, because overseas, you know, people are sleeping. Well, the normal people are sleeping. Not my musician friends, like Sugar Rainbow and Greg, they don't know how to sleep. But, you know, normal people sleep. But when you guys get up and you listen to it, thank you for taking the time out to listen to this. And you all take care and have a blessed and beautiful weekend. All right. And same to you, Julianne. May God bless you and stay with
you
and keep you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to play a song called Groove Control by Dynasty on Solar Records Radio. All right. Bye, sweetheart.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Okay. You too, sweetheart. Mm-hmm.